The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from St. Genevieve. Senator from Dallas. Senator from Dallas is here. Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone's here.
Today, Wednesday, January 10th, 2018, the Senate met pursuant to the adjournment.
Senator from the second.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though being fully read.
Senator from the second has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
Those opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guest. Senator from the second, what purpose?
Mr. President, for the benefit of the body, reporters from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Laurie Scriven, have been granted permission to take pictures in the chamber.
Will be noted in journal. Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Seek a point of personal privilege.
Senate will come to order. Senator from Butler has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in light of the last 24 hour developments, I'm here. I'd like to read a letter quickly that has been written, and it is addressed to the Honorable Josh Hawley, Missouri Attorney General here in Jefferson City. Dear Attorney General Hawley, we are writing regarding the allegation of blackmail made against Governor Eric Greitens, as reported yesterday on KMOV4, and to ask you to open a formal investigation into the matter. The seriousness of this allegation and the implications it will have on the integrity of our state government are deeply disturbing. These alleged actions have cast another dark shadow over the Missouri State Capitol. Therefore, we believe this investigation must be thorough and completed in an expedited manner so that this will not overpower this legislative session. This letter, Mr. President, will be available at the Sergeant-at-Arms desk for your signature or review. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, the Senate is on the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Oh, I'm sorry, introduction of guest.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a very special guest who's here today, although he's not in the chamber right now. I think he's down on the House end, maybe visiting his representative on that end, and he's going to try to make it back. But the doctor of the day today is a doctor that serves in my district in Vernon County in Nevada, Dr. Warren Lovinger. Dr. Lovinger is the current president of the Missouri State Medical Association. And if he gets here in time, Mr. President, I might ask for interruption and the body can welcome him, but I appreciate you letting me introduce him. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's please welcome the guest from the Senator from Barton for the doctor of the day. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
May I inquire of the Senator from Butler?
Senator from Butler, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from St. Francis?
I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator, for taking my inquiry. I think just want to follow up on the letter that you just read and want to make sure our colleagues understand that the main issue and the main mission of this letter is to resolve this issue in the most expeditious manner possible, to bring it to the forefront so that it's not a lingering or something languishing out there that keeps a dark cloud over this chamber or over the state capitol or us conducting the business of this state. We want to make sure that this issue is addressed and resolved in the most efficient manner possible, and I hope our colleagues will sign on to this letter to address this issue to make sure that we do address this issue immediately.
Well, you know, all we're asking is for a quick review and a quick investigation so we can move on about our business. These allegations are widespread all over social media.
Senate will come to order. The Senate will come to order so the senators can hear one another in the debate. Senators, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. And these allegations are serious in nature. They're being reported now in the national news. We're starting our session here, and we need to get this review done by fair and impartial, and I feel like that the Attorney General of the state of Missouri is the place to start this investigation at so we can move on about our business. These are very disturbing allegations, and I want to repeat, these are allegations, and I'm not taking one side or the other. I just feel like that we need to have an investigation done on it and move forward.
We don't want this to be a media circus. I mean, there's even rumors going around that Austin Chambers is back in town and that he's going to take care of this PR nightmare. These are the kinds of things we do not want to be dealing with. We want to make sure we're addressing this issue in a professional and concise manner. And so I appreciate you bringing this letter forward, and I do hope our colleagues sign on to it.
Well, you know, anybody that would love to sign the letter is sitting right back there on the sergeant-at-arms. It's a desk next to the sergeant-at-arms, his assistant back there, sorry. Anyway, the letter is back here, and feel free to read it again because, you know, I may have went through it just a little bit fast. But again, I'm calling everything allegations, and until we see the evidence, but it needs to be done by the Attorney General's office.
Thank you, Senator, for bringing this forward. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Mr.
Senate is on the order of business of introduction of guests. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to inquire of the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan.
I'm sorry, Senator, not yet. I apologize. I would like to inquire of the Senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 14th?
I do, Mr. President.
Senator from the 14th, you may proceed.
Thank you. So I've been getting all of these phone calls from people who live in my district, and they are absolutely appalled. And so they're trying to look at equity issues and how African American women are treated when issues come up versus when white males have their issues and they come up. I do believe there was an article, an editorial in the Kansas City Star recently talking about Representative Warren Love and the fact that all of his issues were dismissed and all of that kind of stuff. I now have the national media calling me. Because of the incident, what happened last year, there was not a discovery process of why I said the things that I did last year, and I know that you're asking for that and wanting to write a letter about that. Tell me what I should say to the national media that is calling me right now as of 6:53 this morning. And when they ask me, as a black woman, who was treated the way that they were in this body, and the governor went through, and I heard these rumors back in September. I actually heard these rumors. It wasn't my place to say it, but I can also say I've heard about three other rumors of people in this body as well. But just tell me what I should tell the national media about this situation. What should I tell them? Because they're asking me about the governor, who asked for my resignation. And, you know, I believe that when you're married, you're committed to one person. I believe in that. That's probably one of the most conservative beliefs that I have. But then I also think about inequity in treatment. So you tell me what I tell the national media, because it is the national media, it is the local media. And, you know, they're an hour ahead. In Washington, D.C.
So you asking me?
I want to be on point, so let me know what the black woman should say about the white male governor who has, you know, in the rumors I've heard, it's not one mistress, it's a few of them.
Are you asking for advice or a suggestion?
Yeah, I'm asking for advice because you're asking us to sign a letter.
I am. So I think...
And I want to reiterate, there are three people in this chamber I can talk about rumors of affairs who are elected.
Who are what?
Who are elected.
Okay. Well, if you're asking me for suggestions or advice, my suggestion, I guess number one would be, is pretty much stick with what I'm trying to do here, is these are allegations. And I think that everybody should have a free and fair review of the charges that's brought against them, no matter what the charges are. So that would be my suggestion to you. I guess.
Do you think that I had a free and fair review when it came to the trauma that the people experienced
Senator,
in my district?
Now, Senator, hold on. Let me answer, okay?
I'm just trying to figure out if we're equitable when it comes to black women.
Senator, you asked me. I asked you twice. Are you asking me to give you a suggestion
and/or
advice?
I want to know what is your suggestion.
Okay.
As of 6:53 this morning, I have been getting calls and emails from the national media on what my comment is supposed to be about the governor who's accused of having an affair and tying women up and taking pictures of them to frame them. What am I supposed to say? Tell me.
Okay. I'm going to go back to number one again. All right, and I'm going to go 2 points probably. Number one is, these are allegations. I myself haven't seen clear evidence, and I'm going to stand with that. Number two is how you answer the national media or any constituents is, well, I just signed a letter today to look into these charges, allowing the Attorney General to do an investigation and do it swift and promptly so we don't have a cloud over our state legislature. Now, that's all my letter asked for. Otherwise, we're going to continue down this road of nobody really officially maybe investigate it. But from a state level,
I feel that.
Okay.
I feel that. And I am embracing about 45% of that. But it leads me to the question, on October 1st, when you signed a letter with 17 other senators saying that there were no health problems in my district, when it comes to radioactive waste in a burning landfill, did you call the Attorney General's office and ask for an investigation when it comes to people's health with a burning landfill that has legacy nuclear waste in it? Because you signed that letter. You didn't ask for an investigation. That's a letter you signed on October 1st dealing with my district. And you're, what, 300 miles away from my Senate district? Is that right? Or is it 287? What is it?
Well, I'm not quite 300, but I'm half of that. But
do you remember the letter you signed along with 18 other senators in this chamber about my district saying that there were no health problems when you've never gone door to door to ask about the number of miscarriages? We had 3 miscarriages in 1 month in my district right around the landfill.
Senator,
and you signed a letter to the EPA, the regional EPA, saying that there were no health problems. You and 17 other of y'all in this room signed that letter. You didn't ask for an investigation from General Hawley then.
Senator, if I signed that letter, then the evidence, scientific evidence, was in front of me, and that's why I made my decision.
Oh, no. Then you're not actually quoting the letter, correct? Christine, if you are listening to this conversation, bring down the letter. Because in the letter it says, we are seeking scientific information. So actually, maybe you didn't read the letter, but someone asked you,
perhaps, to
sign the letter with 17 other senators, not asking for an investigation, knowing that there is an ongoing lawsuit between the Attorney General and Republic Services. You didn't ask for an investigation then. You didn't ask for an investigation on September 13th. But you're asking for a great point that the senator from the 5th is at. You're asking for one now.
I am.
You know, I think it's appalling. I'm telling you, when I say that I know there are 3 people in this chamber who people have talked about having affairs, I can tell you the exact date and time.
Well, Senator, I appreciate your inquiry.
Thank you, Senator.
The investigation that I'm trying to put forward.
I appreciate it. It'll be a long session.
Thank you.
Senator from second, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, a reporter from KOMU 8, Justin Kohler, has been granted permission to take pictures in the chamber. And also, Mr. President, a reporter from KY3, Andrew Hevrenik, has been granted permission to take pictures in the chamber.
Will be noted in the journal.
Thank you.
The Senate is on the order of business of introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield to an inquiry from Senator from Buchanan?
I do.
Thank you, Senator, and I'm really appreciative of your work of putting forth this letter. I think it was a statesmanlike thing to do. Try to get some examination of this quickly, get it behind us, and, you know, let us move forward. So thank you.
Well,
there is one thing that I would like to add to that letter if I could, but probably can't at this point, and that's that I would ask that there be a full audit and accounting of the organization called A New Missouri. That should happen. And I don't know if the Attorney General can do that, or if it would be required to have a grand jury or some other entity to be able to do that. But I stood here on this floor and I talked about $850,000 being given to A New Missouri from Centene. And I have to say that if that's true, and that Centene is given a very sweet contract extension on managed care, that is orders of magnitude worse for the people of Missouri than what's going on or what's being alleged last night. You know, we need to know exactly what the dark money involvement is here. And I don't feel any different today than I felt about this governor a month ago. And you all know that. I don't take pleasure in someone else's pain, but I do care about the way that our government is run. And so I would just simply ask if anybody's listening, you know, add on an audit of A New Missouri.
On a single topic here, but I feel pretty much the same way you do on all that. You know, I was attacked by all over my district for being an anti-jobs person, robocalls done by the office on the second floor, robocalls in my district last year, attacked by the media. And be honest with you, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to give the governor the benefit of the doubt to go in and have a examination done and an investigation done to see whether or not the charges are ample to move forward or not. So I didn't have that opportunity. I was attacked by that New Missouri, and I didn't much appreciate it at the time. But even with that, that has nothing to do with what I brought forward a few minutes ago. I just think we should have a preponderance of evidence before we jump to conclusions, and needs to be a full investigation done on it.
Thank you.
So
for
anyone else in this chamber, that's all the letter does and says. It's not accusing anybody of anything. So feel like it, I would appreciate your signature back there. Or if you're okay with just putting your head back in the sand, that's okay too. Either way you want to do it, I'm kind of good with it.
So. I'll be glad to sign your letter.
Thank you
for the inquiry, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan, do you yield to inquire from the Senator from the 14th?
Yes.
Senator, you may proceed.
I'm going to be forwarding you this letter that was sent from the Senator from the 6th and signed by 17 other members of this chamber regarding radioactive waste in my district. And I don't think they actually read the letter. They were asked by certain lobbyists to sign this letter. Now, since I've gotten a copy of this letter, There have been at least four or five of these signers who have come to me asking for this and that, you know, legislation here that we agree with, legislation there that we agree with. And frankly, I've looked at them like they're outright crazy. Because why would you send a letter to the EPA talking about my district, which I've done, let's see, 1,000 interviews as of December 13th, 100 town hall meetings. I can go on and on. And there's senators who are in this chamber who said that there are absolutely no health issues in my district. So when you add on an investigation for that entity, I think we should add on the Axiom Group, and we should add on, let's see, U.S. Senator, the U.S. Senator's son who is a lobbyist here in Missouri. We need to add on him as well. And then we definitely need to add on the lobbyist whose father was a judge, Judge Barget. They need to all be added into an investigation on how they are trying to impact this legislature through their money while people are dying. Now, I consider this body a pro-life body. The work that I'm doing is pro-life work. But you have 18 senators who signed on to something, and they basically said that they know more about my district than I do. And there are some of the people who signed this letter who are over 300 miles away from the district. In fact, what I did when I first got hold of this letter, I went line by line, because you know I do all the research, of course. You know, I have your Geiger counter where I've gone throughout my district. I've done extensive research that people have just not done. And then I think about the people who have walked up to me, my colleagues in the Senate. Hey, Senator, we need your help on this. Hey, Senator, we need your help on that. And then it all came to me the other night. I was sitting in my office. A good friend came to me, and I said, have you seen this letter? And the person said to me, you know where that came from. It was the triad effect, the triad of Axiom, the triad of Mr. Blunt. The triad of the son of the judge, the grandson or the son of Judge Barget. They're the ones who are using all of these billions of dollars, millions of dollars to co-opt the livelihood of people who are in Missouri. So when we add on an investigatory bullet point for your stuff, let the Fed start investigating these people. And why in the world would 18 people sign this? There's something, which I know a little bit of, because of course I do my research. Everyone has something in this. Maybe for their son. Maybe they're running for future office. They thought I wouldn't see it. I'm gonna remind people of this letter every single time you come to me and you ask me for something. Every single time.
Senator, I didn't sign that letter.
I know you didn't sign that letter, but there's 18 people who have. And for the most part, I know why. And we're going to be developing that since I don't have any committees. I have a lot of extra time to kill, a lot. And I love researching. I probably love researching more than I love filibustering. So we'll just look into it and get to the bottom of it. Thank you so much, Senator.
Senate is on the order of business of introduction of guests. Introduction of guests, Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
I would like to inquire the Senator from the 3rd.
Senator from the 3rd, do you yield to inquire from the Senator from the 5th?
I do.
Senator from the 5th, you may proceed.
Senator, let me first and foremost just thank you for signing that letter. We all heard the audio, and it was the chilling audio of a lady telling her husband about what happened with the governor. Now, some of you say that those are only allegations, but I don't know any woman would just go to her husband and lie about having an affair with another man and how it happened. I think it's appalling that, you know, this chamber is so quiet on that issue. We're dealing with a situation where about a woman claimed to have been tied up in the basement. That's, to me, that's imprisonment. That's, you know, false imprisonment. And then for us to not say anything, for this chamber to be so quiet on that issue and for individuals to not be walking back there signing that letter says a lot about us here in this chamber. I'm calling on every female in this General Assembly to rise up and do the right thing. Because this is not just happening in this state, it's happening throughout the country. Powerful men are taking advantage of the most vulnerable women throughout this country. And it should not be tolerated. We should be outraged. And for individuals to just be silent on this issue, it makes me want to cry. Because what if it was your daughter? What if it was your sister? What if it was your niece? A woman. Yes, you know, they had, you know, a relationship, but no individual should be tied up, okay, against their own will and threatened by way of blackmail. If you tell anyone this, I would put pictures out. I mean, why would she lie about that? And she's telling her husband. I mean, that man wrecked a home. He's a home wrecker. And nobody's willing to stand up against him. Not even the men in this chamber. It's unacceptable. And so again, I am calling on every female in the General Assembly to rise up and do the right thing. Call for his resignation. Because right now, we have a cloud over this state that we don't need. We have sex trafficking that's going on in this state. Women are being taken against their will. Women are being abused against their will. And we're not saying anything about this. I am, but you're not. It's unacceptable. Again, I'm calling on every woman in the General Assembly to speak out against this wrongdoing. Why did you sign the letter, Senator?
Senator, I wanted to bring this to fruition, to a close. We need to deal with this issue, but the only way we can deal with this issue, if we have the actual facts, the only way we can gather the actual facts is to expedite an investigation. That's what this letter is calling for. I can't imagine why anybody in this chamber would not want to get this cloud over us removed as quickly as possible and encourage the Attorney General's office to deal with this issue in an expeditious manner.
Did you hear the audio, the evidence?
I have listened to the evidence that's out there. It's very concerning, and that even more so. That's why we need to bring this to a conclusion as quickly as possible. We need to bring it to a resolution.
Yeah, I just think the governor should just do the right thing. You know, he should just, you know, do what's best for the state and abdicate his position. Thanks for signing the letter.
Thank you.
Introduction of guest, Senator from the second, will purposely rise.
Mr. President, for the benefit of the body, a reporter from the AP, Summer Ballantyne, has been granted permission to take pictures in the chamber.
So will be noted in the journal. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none. Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from the second.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Announcements. Hearing none. Senator from second.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Tuesday, January 16th, 2018.
Senator from the second has moved that the Senate stand adjourned until January the 16th at 4 p.m. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules till January the 16th. Till 4 p.m. on January the 16th. We will stand adjourned. until January the 16th, 4 p.m.